And he said, well, can I be ambassador if I don't make it? And I said, yes, you can be ambassador.
I've had a long talk with Larry O'Brien, and I consider that situation a very great deal better than our portrayed Eli tonight. You know, I think we're making good progress there. I'm calling you primarily, however, in response to your request for a suggestion as to a man to handle this primary situation. Now, as I understand you, what you're looking for would be a director of the Citizens for Johnson Group.
Yeah.
Well, I've discussed this with Larry, my suggestion, and I'll say that Larry's reaction is enthusiastic. And it's Terry Sanford. Now, a few points. One, he's competent and tough. It's a good national name, both with the politicians and with the public generally, even though he's a Southerner. He made a seconding speech for JFK's nomination at the 1960 convention, which will be effective for our purposes. And this really ties O'Brien down. Now, by that I mean that he feels he can work with him and he'll be, you know, pleased to give him his input, suggestions about how to find delegates, how to make phone calls now, and how to run that show. And it'll be a good, smooth working team, the two of them. And I really believe you can make better use of him at this time than you can in that other spot.
Right. Now, you don't think Larry will do this?
I think Larry will do it effectively, but I do not think that Larry, as an open matter, that is resigning from post.
No, just to whether he did resign or not resign. He is the man because they, Benson's right this morning, we've got Steingut up here. Larry's got to tell Steingut that we'll go with him if he will go with us. He wants a judge. He wants Travis to be judge. He wants a lot of post office stuff. We've always held him back because Bobby didn't want him to have him.
Yeah.
Now, if he's going with Bobby, we're not going to give him the time of day. I'm going to play this thing.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But the only one I know is tough enough to play, it's Larry.
Listen, I am confident that we can tie Larry down, you know, and that he'll roll with this thing.
But he won't be the front man.
No. Now, let me go just a little bit further.
All right.
I think this, and I am not now quoting Larry, but I think this. I think that what you're going to want to wind up with is when that convention is over, that you name Larry as chairman of the Democratic National Committee to run the campaign. Now, you want my guess, at that point, you'll do it. That is my guess, but I do not think that it ought to be discussed with him now. I do think that if you want to work with Sanford in this other position, then you ought to keep clear any talk about Sanford becoming chairman of the National Committee.
Yes, I think that's right. But what I'd rather have Larry is to run the Citizens for Johnson like he started out to do. I think when he pulled out, I'm in trouble. Now, he started out here to run it. And the next thing we saw was an interview that said that, well, he hadn't been asked and he hadn't made the one call and, you know, this kind of stuff. Now, I understood in my own mind that he and Jim were over and take care of all the political problems. And we were going to try to stay out of the primary generally, but so on and so forth. But now, I don't get a reading. I don't know. I told Marvin to tell him we wanted him very much to run this. Now, he's the one we ought to run it because it's important. We counted last night. Bobby's got eight congressmen from Massachusetts, New York. He probably have 28. We got 166, and we got 34 from the South they haven't talked to because we don't want the South in here, Mississippi and Alabama and stuff. We don't want them endorsing us right at this stage. So, looks like we're in pretty good shape. We've got 35, 40 senators, but we're doing that on the basis of Larry. Now, if I announce that Larry's not going to be in here, and Jim Rowe's just going to be there by himself, and I bring in Terry Sanders from the South, it's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad
with Dick Daley. It's going to be bad with these other managers because he's Irish, he's Catholic, he's City, he's Kennedy, he's my Postmaster General. And they're already starting at your cabinets, not doing anything. Now, you all came out swinging last night. Freeman did yesterday. Wirtz did the day before.
Larry's going to Wisconsin Wednesday, you know.
That's good.
Now, he's not going to be a problem.
Well, the question is, will he be chairman? Will he run this thing for us or won't he? That if he won't, well, then we got to look at some other place. And we'll look, I doubt that I'd want to go south. You see what I mean? Because I'm plenty south. And I've got to get into this group up here. I can't tell the Ribbicoff's going off and the Hoff's going off and things of this kind. I've got Pennsylvania pretty well tied, and I've got New Jersey pretty well tied, and I've got Illinois tied, and I've got Indiana in pretty good shape with the governor, and I've got New Jersey. And so I've got my 700-800 votes there, and then when I put the South with it, we're home. But I've got to get somebody to sit over it and guard it and watch these people. I think I can break into Queens. We got Queens this morning, 39-10. And we ought to be getting Brooklyn. But God damn it, I'm worrying about whether my cabinet's going to come for me and how I can beg them to do it. You see, that's what's terrible. I ought to have to be thinking a minute about it. They ought to have been out there already. Word said, well, nobody asked me to. Well, Christ, how can I ask them to? Your 12 football team, they ought to be doing it. You know that.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
May I suggest at this point that you talk with Larry?
Well, I wanted to. I wanted to talk to him about Stein this morning, but I was afraid what you said last night that he's so ticklish he didn't want to be pressured. Well, no human talk to him but Marvin, and he was just trying to answer his article. But we're so ticklish about these things.
I think it's appropriate now that you talk with him. I want to suggest that you get hold of him.
All right. What should I say to him?
He's over at the department now.
Yeah.
Now,
what should I say to him?
I would simply say that you and I talked about the Sanford on this situation and move from that into the citizen situation. But I would, I really strongly feel that he does not want to resign and take that over this time. And I would suggest that you not, you know, just put him in a position of having to say no, because I think he will say no.
Well, I don't want to, but won't he take it over without resigning?
I think he'll take it over effectively, that he'll work through Sanford there. Or maybe you want to approach him on this basis, whether or not you want to throw in the Sanford conversation. Maybe you want to approach him on this basis and simply say, I want you to run this show. You do not have to run it by resigning and taking this. You tell me how, you suggest to me, how you run it from where you sit. I think that maybe if you put it to him that way, it'd be fair.
All right, is he going to want to beat them enough to be ready to put his heart in this?
Yeah, I think he does. I really do.
Okay, you think he's...
You see, Mr. President, with a thing like that speech he'll be making in Wisconsin, you know, he's on the record. He's up there and he's in that primary.
I'll call him right now.
He's gonna be all right. Shall I check you back?
Yeah, can you talk to Sanford?
Yes, sir.
Ask Sanford if he'd be ready to do this if I ask him to.
All right, sir. Mm-hmm. I think the game would be I will approach him and you know, at the signal from you, we'll just get him up.
Yes, that's right. He's fishing with his boy, but just tell him that's what I want him to do, and I told him I need him last week. He just found out that's what I want him, and I want him. I've got all these governors working for me, and I've got Daley, and I've got Dick Hughes working for me, and I've got Brannigan, Indiana, and I've got Connolly, and I've got the state 700 of the Whig states right there, Locke, and I've got the southern votes of 500 or 600, and I would just like for him to be here 24 hours a day and coming right in and out and telling me what I ought to do. And Larry be working with him, and then when it gets through, I'd like to, if I've got some good cabinet place under secretary, I'd like him to step into that if you do it. If not, he can write his own ticket, anything he wants.
Right.
We'll just find out, but tell him we can't wait another week.
Well, you know, I'm sure this is something we can get him in here like in a day.
All right,
whatever.
Call him, let me know.
All right, now, when shall I call you?
Just call it, yeah.
All right.